Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric Wood is with us live this morning on WBEN. He'll be on the call with Chris Brown Sunday night on WGR as the Bills take on the 49ers in Orchard Park. Eric Wood is brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Well, Eric, the weather could be snowy Sunday, and it's going to be cold and breezy. You've played in the snowiest of snow games. And in plenty of cold games. Do you think the Bills really need to adjust their game plan for this one?
Yeah, I think the biggest issue would be the wind. I think that becomes a major factor when it's snowy, cold, and super windy. Then at times you got to focus a little bit more on the ground game. But the Bills, and especially Josh Allen, have a lot of experience playing in those type of conditions. And you would think with a team coming from California, that would give you an advantage in this game.
The wind is always the thing that we end up talking about, but whenever we see a snow game, we think, all right, running the ball. And when it comes to running the ball, and we got the 49ers in town, over the past few years, it seems like hardly anybody's done it better than Kyle Shanahan's offense. What about this year, though? What are we looking at with the 49ers who have kind of uncharacteristically struggled?
They have, and put up yards this year. But they're sitting at 5-6 right now. They're dealing with an injury to Brock Purdy, and we'll see how that shoulder situation shakes out throughout this week. And then Christian McCaffrey misses most of the season. He's back now, but he hasn't been quite himself coming off the double Achilles tendonitis that he was dealing with that held him out for a majority of the season. And so they're also George Kittle, their really good tight end, has been banged up this year. Their left tackle, Trent Williams, who might be the best lineman in football still, he's been banged up. So all those injuries have really affected what they've been able to do offensively. Certainly Kyle Shanahan, their head coach, one of the best run game coordinators in the NFL, gets very creative with his different run looks. So the Bills will have to focus on stopping their ground game, especially if the wind and weather plays a factor.
All right, we don't know yet who will be facing as quarterback for the 49ers, but Brandon Allen was not too great last Sunday, and the Bills obviously would rather face him, but would the weather dampen the disadvantage that he gives the Niners?
Potentially, just based upon if the weather is extreme, then it could, because you could get in a game where, you know, both offenses could really struggle if the weather's truly playing an enormous factor. And, yeah, I mean, any team that you take their starting quarterback out of, you know, generally you're going to be at a higher advantage. Now, you have a shoulder injury with Brock Purdy. If it's cold and windy, you know, he already doesn't have the strongest arm. So that could also play a factor potentially whether they play him this week or try and give him further rest to try and get him fully healthy for that final stretch.
Well, the Bills coming off a bye, what a week to have a bye week, right? After that big win over Kansas City, now get to zero in on the rest of the schedule and could have the division within reach depending on the results of Miami's game tomorrow night. To be in this position at this time of year, does it change the way perhaps that you attack the rest of the year? I mean, you're still playing for seeding and things like that, but does the mindset shift at all?
No, I don't think so, especially because you're chasing that one seed still. You get that win versus Kansas City, and so now you're just hoping that you can outpace them the rest of the season. If you can tie with them at the top, you own the tiebreaker, and you'd get that bye week off of the first round of the playoffs, and then you know, catch the advantage of being at home the rest of the way. And, you know, last year, the Bills against the Steelers, although they had a nice win in the first round of the playoffs, they got really banged up, which hurt them against Kansas City. So anytime you can get that extra rest, you want to go after it. And so I can't imagine Sean McDermott, you know, ever taking his foot off the gas. Now, if it becomes a point where you're heading into week 18, that final 17th game of the season, and, you know, you got your seeding in the playoffs locked in, I could see potentially resting some starters. But unless that's the case, I think they're going to go, you know, play all their guys and go all in to try and go get that one seed.
You know, coming off the bye, the Bills obviously hoping more players get healthy. Do you think Matt Milano starts this weekend?
I'm hoping so, and we'll see how this week shakes out. And I don't know that they'll give him the full workload right off the bat. He may, you know, play every other series or play two series and get one off. You know, there's so many unknowns when you have a guy that's coming off of the knee injury he had last year, and then obviously the upper body injury that he suffered in the preseason that had a miss up to this point. But he's eligible to return this week. It's a great sign that they took him off IR a couple weeks ago and activated his 21-day window. And so it's going to be a pleasant sight, and I know he's going to get one heck of an ovation when number 58 hops out on that field for the first time, whether it's this week, the following week against L.A., we'll see how that shakes out, but I anticipate seeing him out there soon.
Yeah, I mean, really kind of incredible. He's been able to make this comeback to practice this soon after what was a pretty serious injury. And it's not just Milano. Bill's kind of hopefully getting healthier everywhere. We don't really know that much about Keon Coleman, his availability, but certainly nice to see them at full force when you got a few big games here against some NFC opponents that look pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And getting healthy down the stretch is key. And so you hope that there's not further injuries, but the guys that have been dinged up between Kincaid and Coleman, Spencer Brown, the right tackle, you're getting healthier at the right time to go make a push for that one seed. And so, you know, like I said, we'll see how this week shakes out as far as we're talking, you know, a day early. Usually we have a little bit better feel because we're even talking before the Wednesday practice and the Wednesday injury reports come out. But it'll be a nice scene if the Bills can get fully healthy for this stretch of games. You got three tough NFC games here coming up against obviously the 49ers, then the Rams, then the Lions. And if you could take care of business in those games, you end with two against the Patriots and one against the Jets, you feel pretty good about that final stretch.
All right, seems like forever ago since the Bills played, and that was the Chiefs game. But happy travels to you, safe travels, and happy Thanksgiving, Eric.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. Happy Thanksgiving.